It's Monday, April 14th, 2008, and welcome to episode 33 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. Last week, I introduced you to Twitter. If you have not yet visited my Twitter site, I invite you to take a look and see how this service is working out for me. My account can be found at twitter.com/EIUITC, and a link is provided in the show notes. After 2 weeks of using Twitter, I have been encouraged by my new extended family. The Twitter postings are offering me a different perspective than my usual circuit of friends. I am still working out how many followers I want to follow, as you can quickly become overwhelmed by this service. I am also working out the balance of meeting new friends versus gaining valuable information from fellow Twitterers, if that is a word. I have offered my students the chance to follow my Twitter account now that class is over to see what I am up to. If they so choose to get a Twitter account, we can keep up with each other and we can help each other out in the future. Another nice thing about Twitter is that you do not need an account if you do not want to make postings. You can simply type in the Twitter address of a person to see what they are up to. I am always looking for new ways to extend the walls of the classroom, and having practicing teachers and administrators as fellow Twitter followers should help keep our classroom teachings real and practical. Finding a balance is going to be the hardest part of using Twitter. I am not really into how many people follow me, but rather the quality of postings I get from the people I follow. My goal is that people I follow share a common interest of improving the teaching and learning process via the use of technology. Having real-world contacts will be helpful as part of my Twitter network. I already find myself wanting to have multiple Twitter accounts to keep my personal life separate from my professional life, but in practice this is really not an option for me as I barely have time to manage one account. I am trying to use my Twitter account for professional use and trying to keep out the noise that this service can quickly degenerate into if you're not careful. I see others commenting that they are getting addicted to Twitter. Some seem to share every aspect of their lives, while others are more selective in their postings. I am sure that my Twitter account will ebb and flow as I incorporate it into different classes I teach. I would like to ask the audience if there is anyone out there using Twitter with their classes. If so, how much success are you finding with this approach? I work in both the K-12 and higher education worlds, so there are differences in how teachers are using Twitter. I invite you to leave a comment in the Tech Talk for Teachers blog to share your experiences with Twitter so that others can learn more about the valuable uses for this service. My technology pick of the week this week has to do with free technologies that are available to teachers. My pick this week comes from my Twitter network. Many schools are facing hard times and budgets are being cut to the bone. School funding for technology is getting more scarce, but that is no excuse for creative teachers that have learned how to take advantage of free tools. My technology pick of the week this week is a blog site called Free Tech for Teachers, and a link is available in the show notes. This site is maintained by a high school teacher from Maine and features many free technologies useful to teachers. I encourage you to check it out at freetechforteachers.blogspot.com. That's freetech4teachers.blogspot.com. Just like my Tech Talk for Teachers website. That wraps it up for episode 33 of Tech Talk for Teachers. Show notes for this episode, along with archived versions of previous shows, are available on the web at the EIU Instructional Technology Center website at www.eiu.edu/ITC. Just click on the Tech Talk for Teachers podcast link. If you would like to send your comments or suggestions to improve this podcast, please send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu. Until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.